Hey folks, this is John. Welcome back to another episode of Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related and education inspired that I used to record right here in my vehicle on my drive back from work as a high school instructional coach. But we don't drive to work anymore. We work from home and our cars are parked. I haven't worn a seatbelt or a regular belt in like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, maybe more, maybe 2 months. You lose track of stuff. But today we're wrapping up Teacher Appreciation Week. This podcast is a little late because I've been super busy, but I want to talk about being super busy and giving it away. It feels like a Red Hot Chili Peppers story today as we teacher appreciate, we free things. Teachers appreciate love giving free stuff. And today we're talking about give it away, give it away, give it away, give it away now. More into that in a second. But first things first, if you like the podcast and you want to hear more, feel free to like, subscribe, leave a comment. We're on iTunes and Spotify and all those cool podcasty things. Do it. It helps people find it. Leave a comment, leave a rating. Thank you for all the great stuff you're doing. That helps. If you're giving that away, it helps me give this away, which is awesome. Second thing, let's talk further on the Twitter machine. I'm on Twitter at MeehanEDU. Meehan like my last name, M-E-E-H-A-N, and EDU like teaching. I love teaching and I want to get better at it. So connect. Let's do it. Let's do whatever we can and give away information there. Twitter's a great place to dip your bucket into the water, and that water's always flowing, always new ideas coming through, right? And giving ideas and sharing ideas is how we all get smarter. So please, let's connect. Let's share. That's the second piece of it. And third things, if you want to get more from me, I have a website. It's www.adrenalinerush.com. That's adrenaline with an E, like educational adrenaline, because I'm fired up to teach and I want to help share resources however I can. So I have a whole bunch of stuff there. Borrow it, adapt it, edit it, steal it, use it, whatever you got to do. And then let me know how I can help with that. I have a whole bunch of templates and open source things there. They're built for sharing. So let's do it. And I have a book called Adrenaline Rush, which is all about game-changing student engagement inspired by theme parks, mud runs, and escape rooms. If that sounds like something you're interested in, then check it out. Cool. But let's talk about giving stuff away because it's Teacher Appreciation Week, and I'm sure you miss those things that you may have had in your lobby or your teacher's lounge or your library where there were like gift cards or swag or little fun things for teachers to get just because, hey man, you're you. I saw a tweet online that says, if they have to have a blank appreciation week, that's probably a sign that that blank does not get paid enough. It's also school nurses appreciation week this week. And I think that's a fair thing. Everyone has said in this time away, we need to pay teachers millions of dollars for sure because we're working so hard. But if they can't pay you millions of dollars, well, they can give you a coupon to Staples. There's a restaurant by us like Chipotle or Chick-fil-A or Lebanese Taverna. Hey, teachers, we appreciate you. You get a 5% off coupon or a 10% off coupon. I do think that's funny because in this coronavirus shutdown, it's not it's not gone unnoticed on these days that every company is doing the same commercial. Now more than ever. And that same like sort of soft, seductive, sultry voice. Now more than ever. We love you so much that we'll let you buy our product. And it's like, we're here for you. No, what they're doing is they're still using you and taking advantage of you. And they're making it sound like they're your friends. For over 50 years, we've been here. Blah, 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 blah. So now, with confidence, buy a Toyota. Buy a Chick-fil-A. Buy a Chipotle. Oh my gosh, here we go. Like, everyone's still trying to sell me something. They're just pretending to be my buddy when they do it. I don't like that. As an educator, I often say, as an instructional coach, as an educator, I hang out with people who teach littles, middles, high schools, adult learners, and I work with math, science, English, history, world languages, PE, fine arts, you name it. Everybody there is working, and no one likes to get worked. And I think because we're teaching people, we're not teaching content. We're using our knowledge of our content to get people to buy into our stuff. I really hate it when people waste my time and waste my money. As an educator, I hate that so much. I didn't get into this to make money. It would be foolish for me then to turn my ideals or my values up on their head because there's money to be made. In these cash grab economies, everyone's doing this in a time where, now more than ever, these freemium models, and hey, that's great, that everyone's willing and able to offer their product for a service, like a certain time. Great. Zoom has been my day to day. I live on it. Without Zoom, I probably won't be able to do my job the way I'm doing it. But Zoom is a company that's going to need to make some money. And I think about the value of being appreciated when someone really does appreciate you is much like NSYNC once sang, no strings attached. I'm not trying to sell you anything in this podcast. I happen to have a book, and I realize even mentioning that feels like a sale. But I think the vast majority of people who listen to this podcast have never read my book, and believe it or not, I'm totally okay with that, 100%. And I know that sounds like a fake thing, like a thing that someone says because they're trying to sell you a thing. If you never read my book, it would make my publisher sad. But it doesn't affect me one way or another because I'll never know. by the numbers I'm seeing on this podcast every week, every month, every year, the people who email about it, the people who message me on Twitter, hey, that's awesome. And so much of the stuff that I would do in my podcast, I wrote it down in a book, because why shouldn't I, right? Because some people will never hear the podcast. But so much of the stuff that I write down in the book, I've already given away here on the podcast, and I would gladly give it away freely. This morning I was on a conference call with a school in upstate New York, not too far from Buffalo. There was a school that dialed in last week on Friday and said, hey, would you be interested in doing like an online presentation? And I gave the same presentation I would do when I go and talk to schools. My only ask was, hey, if I come in, could you just do me the solid and let me talk to people afterwards? And please don't record it and push it out on the internet. Because if everyone in the whole wide world has access to seeing the commercial, the recorded version of me, well, you know, I'm a guy who gets paid to show up in places and talk about things. It does kind of cut off my ability to work with them. It's like if you have the movie that someone recorded on their cell phone and then they didn't go to see it in the theaters. Like, you know, I'm in the live presentation business and the live speaking business. So there are funds that dry up if everything's pushed out on the web. But that said, if during a shutdown you need help and you need to dial in and you need support, dial in. Let me know. I will gladly help out with that as best as I can. If I have free time, I can clear an hour of my schedule 100%. Like I said, all I ask is that just wasn't pushed out and published all over the world, because I want to make a connection with somebody. I got into teaching because I want to make a difference. You don't get into teaching because you want to make dollars. To quote a Macklemore quote, which is as school appropriate as I can make it, if I'd have done this for the money, I would have been, he says an expletive there, but I would have been a lawyer. I would have been a blanking lawyer, right? Like, I think I'm a smart guy, and I'm a bright guy. I think if I wanted to, I could be doing a lot of other things. I chose to do teaching because I think that I can make a difference. I love literature. I love learning. I love playing with toys, and I love getting kids to like open their minds up and play with literature and treat like a reading project like it's an Easter egg hunt, and then getting excited and seeing that excitement on their faces and sharing that with them. And that's free. Like, that's better than any drug you can ever have. You know, I call my book Adrenaline Rush because those dopamine cylinders, those adrenaline, right? That's addictive to feel like hooked on that you're doing something that's positive and real and good. Whether you're running a marathon or riding a roller coaster, you're vibing on it. And it's a tacky thing to say. It's almost a tone deaf thing to say here in a time of a shutdown. But like, enthusiasm is infectious. That passion is a contagious thing. People can see that, and it's very catching, more so than any virus. Like, you see somebody who loves what they do, and you hear in their voice, they're excited to be there. They're an authentic member of that community, and they're all in for it. Like, yeah, give that away. And I don't think that that's maybe bad business advice for those who are teachers or teacherpreneurs or edupreneurs, whatever they want to call themselves, people who are in those businesses where they say, well, I have to make money, so I have to sell every last thing. Look, if you got to make money on Teachers Pay Teachers, God bless you. I know a lot of people who sell on TPT. I know there's plenty of platform to do it. And it's honest and real in its own way, because just like I have a book, right? I have a right to make money on my ideas. Okay, fine. I have a right to make money and feed my family on the things that I've created and put time into. Yeah, sure. If you're doing that on Teachers Pay Teachers, God bless you. I have no knock on anybody there. I think there's a bunch of crap on Teachers Pay Teachers, but there's a bunch of crap in classrooms that has nothing to do with Teachers Pay Teachers too. And I don't think that Teachers Pay Teachers by itself is like fruit from a poison tree. If you're doing stuff that's honest and good work that you put the time into, absolutely you deserve to get paid. That said, anything I ever thought to sell in a book or on a Teachers Pay Teachers or in a seminar or in a presentation, I gladly, openly, freely give that away on my Twitter feed. And that's not because I'm some sort of a multi-millionaire. Like, I'm not living large, man. my apartment is 550 square feet and I rent it. Like, I'm not making big bucks. I give it away because on Twitter, I'm excited because I feel that there's like a open source learning that happens as we appreciate one another and we celebrate one another. And when you succeed, that means I've succeeded. When I've shared something and you've built something even better than that, that is like a proud papa moment. I can look at this and say, hey, I helped in this thing kind of get off the ground. I gave the little germ of an idea and then it grew into this giant oak tree. And that's awesome. As an educator, to be authentically appreciated is also to be authentically appreciative. And when I see people in the space who are like writing and speaking, presenting, you know, consulting, I'm rooting for them. I don't see it. And I realize this is exactly what someone would say when they're trying to sell you something, but I don't see myself in competition with those people. I don't. Because if someone wants my message, they'll pay for my message. If someone doesn't want my message, they won't pay for my message, period. If someone likes my message enough, and this is a big thing I got from Gary Vaynerchuk, he says, if you want to be a member of a community, as a respected member of that community, give up 200% of what you would ever think to charge before you think to charge a single penny for it. Because when people see that you are doing it and you're real about it, they will be rooting for you so hard because they're like, that's my guy. It's that mom and pop shop. Like, I know that guy before he's famous. If you got a guy like Dwayne The Rock Johnson or Lin-Manuel Miranda, the way that they interact with their audience, with their fans, you feel like he's your guy. His charisma stretches through that television screen or through that Twitter feed or that Instagram. And it's like, he's, when he wins, I win. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez does the exact same thing. This culture of belonging that like, oh, she's my girl. These are my people. And that if they're winning, I'm winning. For love or hate Donald Trump, he's able to do the same thing with his the people who are most passionate about the way that they come to his rallies, take part in his conversation. They feel like if he wins, he's their guy. And as an educator, I'm not trying to pick a political side. I've mentioned somebody from the left and from the right on purpose. I'm trying to say, if you're trying to be authentic in a space, being truly appreciative and being appreciating is what makes you attracting, liking, infectious, catching. And that's a really, really good thing. Whether that's the power of a positive PLN that you get bumped up with and get excited to see, hey, so-and-so wrote a book, so-and-so got a conference gig, so-and-so gave an awesome presentation. Or you're just sharing your stuff freely. Hey, here's an idea that I have. Check it out on my website. Check it out on my blog. I'll never charge you a nickel for whatever's on my website because I think it should be shared freely. But that said, if you wanted everything in a one-stop shop and the website is too long to browse through because there's hundreds of resources there, well, yeah, there's a bound version of that. But the time it takes to bind something is probably worth something. And that's the reason why I don't feel bad for people who buy and sell books and buy and sell stuff on Teachers Pay Teachers, because what they're doing is trying to get their message out like in one-stop shop. That said, if you're able to get it out in free bits and bytes, if you're willing to take the time, connect with me on Twitter, connect with me on Voxer, connect with me on social media, or connect with me at a conference, 100% you deserve to get it for free, man. If you were a classmate or a colleague and we were right down the hallway for you, I wouldn't charge you a nickel for anything that I've come up with. And in turn, if you had something that was awesome, I would think it would be kind of cool if you said, hey, here's the thing that I worked on. Yeah. Can I be on your podcast? You bet. Do you need somebody on my podcast? Fine. Can you cover my class? Can you get my photocopies? Yes, 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 yes. We are all on the same team for that. And I believe that with every fiber of my being. So yeah, do I say make some money in the teacher's training consulting business? Uh-huh. But I've probably given away, especially during the course of COVID, hundreds and thousands of people have seen or worked or developed or worked and played with my stuff for free. Because I just think it's the right thing to do. And it's not because I have this freemium model. It's like, if you like it for the trial subscription, now you can for the low, low price of $3.99 a month. Nope, don't care about that. I want it in the hands of people. So if I hit, they hit. If they hit, I hit. And we get excited. We're like, hey, I think I saw you like 6 months ago down the road in an online conference. And this is going to be the craziest thing. But you changed the way that I teach. You made my classroom better. That to me is the difference maker. Because you don't do this job to make money. You do it to make a difference. And so if you're feeling appreciated during Teachers Appreciation Week, that's what I have to say. Keep sharing things freely for teachers. Keep connecting with teachers. If you don't have anybody in your PLN, dial me up. I will gladly be your PLN. We can connect about professional learning or professional development or how to get better, or how to break down these barriers or these isolations, because especially in a time of a shutdown and a pandemic, you can feel like you're lost and you're left out, you're frustrated, and you shouldn't have to feel that way, because that's the isolation, that's the death of creativity. It should be catching, it should be infectious. We can beat COVID by being smart, but we can beat bad pedagogy by being connected and really, you know, like I said, leaning into that enthusiasm, which I hope you can hear every time I dial up on this podcast. So I want to thank you again for Teacher Appreciation Week. We talked about this week, physical health, mental health, creativity, being a part of hobbies and activities, ways to treat yourself, and ways to give it away, give it away, give it away now. Like, my goal is to keep giving things away. As long as I have breath in my lungs, I will continue to push out as much as I can. The podcast drops every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, until the end of the school year. I'm sorry some days it's late. Today I was on conference calls for 14 hours. Like, it's been zoo, like a total zoo. But I'm grateful to be able to do this work. I'm blessed. I'm thankful. Like I said, as long as I have air in my lungs, I'm back at it again. So we'll see you on Monday for more. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Let's stay connected. You are appreciated. You are awesome. And you're doing good things. If you're putting time in on your own time to just think about how to get better at it, kudos to you, man. You deserve everything that comes your way. And anything I can do to help, I'm all in for it. Stay safe. God bless you. See you Monday. Thanks again.